Namaste. How wonderful to be with you. Before we begin, on Tuesday, bring any questions or clarifications or comments that you want to raise and discuss, to Tuesday's meditation. We'll give time for all of that on the front end of our meditation time. And, take as long as it needs. It's important to have clear clarity on any kind of new step. But I feel like because we're going to build on this, let's really start with clarity. So Tuesday, please bring your questions, comments, and thoughts to Tuesday. We smile with one another, and as said so many years ago, beginning at Spirit Fire, why do we smile before we follow our breath? We smile because as meditation came to the West from the East, it came with seriousness. And that seriousness has the history of Judeo-Christian seriousness, because those were the translators and those are the people that went to the East, like the British conquering India and so much of the Southeast Asia. So that seriousness was how meditation and what meditation is came to the East and how it was translated in the various ways that it was. We want to remind ourselves that meditation means to familiarize, to become familiar. So we smile because we're becoming familiar with our own inner awareness, inner essence, inner light, with our own peace of mind, with our own warm-heartedness, with our own spontaneous, perfect, kind activity, with our capacity to listen, our capacity to be present, our capacity to be centered and grounded, and to be more and more and more of the fullness and richness and amazing qualities that we are at essence. That's one of the most profound factors about emptiness and form. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form, etc., etc. It's that it's full. Emptiness isn't empty, it's full. So we smile. We smile because we're learning to empty our minds, empty our personality, empty our emotional baggage of the baggage of the flotsam and the jetsam. We're doing a great ocean cleanup here, you see. There's a lot of junk in the ocean. Put there by who? Put there by ourselves. And that's the same with our minds and our emotion complex. Covering up like dust on a mirror. Covering up clarity. A mirror by itself is clear. So we smile. That's why we smile. And that's why it's asked that we do so genuinely. Like, holy mackerel, what we are discovering. Holy mackerel, but each and every one of us, over the course of our lifetime of meditation practice and exposure to meditation practice, contemplation, and so forth, Wow, what we have discovered. Wow, what we have uncovered. That's why we smile. Every once in a while, just check back in again. Why am I doing what I'm doing? And it doesn't matter what it is, including why am I smiling at the beginning of meditation just because Donna says so? So we check in. So we smile. And we take a long, slow, deep breath. Why are we doing that? Gee, that's a good question. Why are we doing that? A long, slow, deep breath. Well, first off, because we can, if we can, unless we have a lung disorder. Because that long, slow, deep breath immediately starts to calm our mind. It's a moment of decisive presence. We're choosing that. We have to choose a long, slow, deep breath. Because otherwise, we're just breathing. And most often, we human beings in this stressful cortisol, jacked up society, we're breathing rather shallowly. And we have to remind ourselves to be present. So we take a long, slow, deep breath, and it begins that slowing down, that grounding. That centering. Why? For familiarization, to get familiar. Oh, I guess, my nature is not actually all ramped up all the time. Oh, my nature is actually calm and peaceful and happy and content unto itself. So we smile. And we take a long, slow, deep breath together to settle, to be present. We do it together to share in a group field of presence, of centeredness. Of shared intentions. And because we've done that, one thing out of probably a few, but not many, a few. One thing starts to kind of come more foreground, stand up, and it is our breath. We start to feel that rhythm. And we feel enough becoming more familiar with its process, its wholeness. And we can label the parts in breath, exhale, inhale, interludes. We can name the parts. But if we don't have all those parts together, if it's not whole, we're dead. We're not here. to wholeness is there. And so we start to really be with that so that we can be that wholeness. And as you settle, and we all do, at some point, just watch. It's a mindfulness. Watch. Follow and watch the out-breath. As we all breathe in and breathe out. We take a long, so deep breath together. Breathing with all beings. And breathing with our Mother Earth. Love you all. Great day.